Backers of the U.S. Central America Free Trade Agreement hoped it would clear a key hurdle today. Instead, it stumbled in the Senate Finance Committee. The reason was sugar. Senators from sugar-producing states say they will vote against CAFTA unless the Bush administration can offer sugar producers a better deal. NPR's Kathleen Schalk reports.
2 sugar packets per American per week. That's how much additional sugar CAFTA would allow into the U.S., according to U.S. Trade Representative Rob Portman.
It's less than 1.5% of the U.S. production of sugar, so it's just a small amount. It's actually less than the annual fluctuation in our sugar production in this country. I don't think sugar should be an issue in this particular agreement. I think we're allowing the tail to wag the dog.
While quotas will keep a tight lid on sugar imports, U.S. farmers exporting to Central America would face no such barriers. U.S. trade officials expect U.S. farm exports to the region to quickly double. CAFTA critics in Central America say that's not fair because growing sugar is one of the things this region does best. Labor officials, including Juan Molina of San Pedro Sula, Honduras, say it's a double standard. Molina watches grimly as sugar workers mix fertilizer in the midst of an expanse of young, grassy sugar cane simmering in the 110-degree heat.
Of course, if they opened up the borders where the cost of production is higher than here, then we, the Central Americans, could expand.
That's true of many other developing countries as well, according to World Bank economist and sugar expert Don Mitchell.
Because they have lower labor costs, generally lower land costs, and the natural environment favors the production of sugar from cane instead of the sugar production from beets. So these countries generally have about half of the cost of production that you would have in the U.S. from sugar beets, for example. So it would benefit them. They would be able to produce at lower costs in the U.S. The U.S. consumer would also benefit, and food companies would benefit because they would be able to buy lower-priced sugar.
The downside, of course, is that domestic sugar growers would suffer. Import quotas keep sugar between 2 and 3 times as expensive in the U.S. as it is on the global market. This helps about 6,000 mostly small sugar beet farmers in the northern states stay in business. It also helps some cane growers in Florida and Louisiana rake in huge profits. High sugar prices are even a boon to corn farmers. High fructose corn syrup was invented as a lower-cost alternative to sugar and now accounts for half the sweetener consumed in the U.S. U.S. sugar producers say all this is in jeopardy, and CAFTA is where they have to draw the line.
We regard the CAFTA as a life-or-death issue.
Jack Roney, Director of Economic and Policy Analysis at the American Sugar Alliance, says CAFTA would set a dangerous precedent.
Behind the CAFTA countries, 21 other sugar-exporting countries are lined up like planes on the tarmac, waiting to do their deal with the U.S. No doubt, they expect no less than the concessions already granted to the CAFTA countries. Combined, these 21 countries export over 25 million tons of sugar per year, nearly triple U.S. consumption.
Sugar growers argue, correctly, that many other countries subsidize and protect their own sugar growers, helping to drive down the global price. So they say the only trade deal they'll accept is one that ends this practice everywhere. Sugar's political clout is legendary, in part because it gives generously. Kimberly Elliott, a research fellow at the Institute for International Economics, cites one comparison from the last election.
Sugar gave about the same amount of money to federal politicians as did the dairy industry, which is 10 times larger.
Now the industry expects its friends to come through, even if it means defying the Bush administration.
What's happening with the Central America Free Trade Agreement is that sugar is basically threatening to hold all of U.S. trade policy hostage to its interests. And much of U.S. agriculture are exporters and can be competitive in world markets, and they're looking to open other markets. But if the U.S. Isn't willing to open in sensitive sectors, then other countries aren't going to be willing to open to us.
The Bush administration has been trying to reassure the industry, arguing that CAFTA, at least, poses no real threat. Again, U.S. Trade Representative Rob Portman.
There is an insurance program in the trade agreement which says that if I'm wrong, and if this does affect the sugar program, then we will be able to stop those imports and we'll have to pay compensation back to those countries that are exporting it.
Sugar producers say the deal's still not acceptable. Sugar state senators are negotiating with the Bush administration to find an offer that is. If none is found, some say they'll have to vote no. Most Democrats oppose the pact as well, arguing that it could hurt U.S. workers. And that could spell trouble for CAFTA. Kathleen Chalk, NPR News, Washington.